Supervisor, they just sent us.
Okay, now we can hear from the.
Okay.
Original.
The Rambam. Oh, Joshua, come in. The Rambam in Perek Hey Mehilchas Kiddush HaChodesh indicates that in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, we need something called Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael. And if we don't have Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael that's determining the new month, then the Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael could give Rishus, they could give permission to a lower Bezdin. And that, the Rambam says, is a Bezdin that gets Rishus from the Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael. The Ramban understood that when the Rambam says that you must have Sanhedrin in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael, it meant what we call the Bezdin HaGadol that sits in the Lishkas HaGozis, in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. And based on that premise, based on the way the Ramban understood the Rambam, he raises a critique against the Rambam. Because the Rambam tells us that the Bezdin HaGadol was sent into exile outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even before the Churban HaBayis, 40 years earlier. And yet, the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, and I'm talking about Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah when they accepted the Eidim, continued way, way after that historically. And as we'll soon see, even at the time of Abai Verava, before the what we call Chasimas Chachmei HaTalmud, they were still being Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah. And the Ramban says, I don't understand. If the Rambam establishes that you need a Sanhedrin HaGdola, which is the Bezdin HaGadol that sits in the Lishkas HaGozis in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, how is it possible that they continued being Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah way, way beyond the period of time in which Sanhedrin was no longer sitting in the Lishkas HaGozis? The Ramban understands that once the Sanhedrin leaves the Lishkas HaGozis, they forfeit their status as Bezdin HaGadol. How then could the process of Kiddush HaChodesh have continued? And if we have any doubt about it, the Rambam himself is very explicit. And this is on the bottom of page 1 that I gave out on Monday. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel. He says, when did they begin the new period of time, which is called Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon? That's after Sof Chachmei HaTalmud. It means that the Rambam is outspoken that the period of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah continued until Sof Chachmei HaTalmud, when Lo Nishar Sham Bezdin Kavua. Bimei Chachmei HaMishnah V'chein Bimei Chachmei HaTalmud Ad Yimei Abai V'Rova Al Kvias Eretz Yisrael HaYusomchin. In other words, they were still being Kovea Rosh Chodesh Yisrael. You want to sit here, wherever you want to sit. Al Pi Ria. Okay, I can share my tea with you if you like.
You don't look what I have.
They're all outside on the bima, unless they're here. I don't know. Maybe you could look here. Okay. So again, just to summarize, what we need to do is we need to somehow reinterpret the Rambam in order to reconcile the Rambam himself, because the Rambam in Halacha Aleph indicates that in order to be Kover Rosh Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, what we need is Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael, O Bezdin Asmuchim Be'eretz Yisrael Shenoslu Lema Sanhedrin Rishus. And yet the Rambam writes that the period and the process of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah continued way beyond the period of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin had long been sent into exile. They were outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Lishkas HaGozus. And yet the Rambam writes that up until the period of Abai Verova, they were still being Koveach Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah. How could that be? And this is more or less the Ramban's question, which forces us to reinterpret the Rambam and to take the concept of Sanhedrin, which the Rambam emphasizes at the beginning of Perek Hey as the prerequisite for Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, and reinterpret the word Sanhedrin. What does Sanhedrin mean? Will the real Sanhedrin please stand up? What constitutes Sanhedrin? We know that Sanhedrin is made up of how many elders? 71. That's the magic number. Pretty soon in Mitzvah we'll see it inside. Where, how Chazal knew that the prerequisite for a Sanhedrin is 71 Dayanim, 71 Shoftim. But there seems to be another condition. It's not just sufficient to have 71 elders get them all together and create a court. We need that they sit in the Lishkas HaGozus. Unless, and this is the fascinating Chiddush here, is it possible that there is a concept of Sanhedrin made up of 71 elders even outside of Eretz Yisrael? And I'm sorry, outside of the Lishkas HaGozus. I'm sorry, you're right. Thank you for correcting me. I'm just getting into it, Rav Osei, so you'll bear with me. And if you take a look on page 2 of Yomar Makomos, we mentioned in the past the Rambam in Perek Ches Mehilchos Sanhedrin, that the Rambam says that we're talking about a Beis Din somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, clearly not in the Lishkas HaGozus, because it's a Beis Din that's made up of a very small number, correct? Let's say it's made up of what should I say? Chof Gimel 23 Dayanim. Right? And you can't get a majority. So the Rambam says, keep adding Dayanim until you get to the magic number of 71. And hopefully by the time you get to 71, you'll have a majority view. It seems that there is a concept of a Beis Din Shel Shivim V'Echad outside the confines of the Lishkas HaGozus. And could it be possible that Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph Zkenim that has a status of a special Sanhedrin, a special Beis Din, could that kind of a Beis Din be sufficient from the Rambam's perspective to be the Kaddish Shel Chodesh? Which means that if we plug back into the Rambam in Perek Hey Aluch Aleph of Kiddush HaKodesh, when the Rambam requires Sanhedrin Sheba Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't refer to the Beis Din HaGadol, or only to the Beis Din HaGadol, sitting in the Lishkas HaGozus. Could he be referring to a different Beis Din that's not in the Lishkas HaGozus, that is sitting somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, is made up of 71 elders? That's going to be the radical question that we want to raise today. So again, we're trying to reconcile, and you have to appreciate the Chomer Akusha, the severity of the contradiction, Lechor in the Rambam. Then on the one hand, the Rambam says that you need a Beis Din HaGadol in order to be Mekadesh Chadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. And on the other hand, the Rambam says that the process of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah continued until Chsof Chasimas HaTalmud. And that's long after they were exiled from the Lishkas HaGozus. How do you reconcile all this? So we want to do is, we want to take the concept of Beis Din HaGadol and we want to smash it into two separate concepts. And what we're going to start by doing is saying that Sanhedrin HaGdola has two different functions. And if they have two different functions, or two different responsibilities, if you will, then perhaps the entity which serves one function, we'll call it A, is not necessarily identical with the entity of Sanhedrin that serves the other function. So if you're following the methodological structure here, what we're trying to do is, we're trying to carve out what is exactly the responsibility of the Beis Din HaGadol. If we can set it up into two different planes or two different realms, what we might be able to do is say that when the halacha requires makom, which means Lishkas HaGozus as a prerequisite for Beis Din HaGadol, That's only vis-a-vis Bezna Godel functioning in one capacity. But as far as the second capacity, we don't require the yeshiva belishkas hagozos. That's just to get the structure of what we want to do. So when we want to know the answer to the question, what is the function and the responsibility, what is the area of authority that we carve out for the Bez Nagadol, for the highest court in Israel, we open up to which Masechta?
Sanhedrin.
And we read the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which enumerates all of the functions and the requirements for Bez Nagadol, meaning all of those kind of Chalosim, you know, those kinds of halakhic entities that have to be created by the Bezna Gadol B'Yushalayim are enumerated in the very first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So the Ramban and other Mefarshim ask the question, where is Kiddush HaKodesh? Oddly enough, in a very abstruse way, it was left out, omitted from the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin. This already, Rabosai, begins to soften us up that maybe the requirement of Bez Nagadol with regard to Kiddush HaKodesh is not identical with the classic Chalu Shem Bez Nagadol and its functions, because Kiddush HaKodesh apparently is not listed there for a reason. It's not just haphazard that it was accidentally omitted. So the first level that we want to establish, this is what I call layer one in our project, is that Bez and HaGadol, number one, are what we call Mekayme Dovar. They are the final authority in a vast array of responsibilities and creations. Their authority, for example, includes going out to battle, what we call Melcheves Rishus.
How would you define Mekayme Dovar?
Mekayme Dovar I called constructive. Constructive, to construct something. If I would give you maybe you can give me a better word for it, if I give you the following mashal, I have to go, in order to declare a document, in order to establish a document for tax purposes, to a notary public, and he puts, you know, that red ribbon on it. That's my example of Mekayme Dovar. Mekayme Dovar.
Certification.
Good. How do they call it in South Africa?
Probably
constructive certification. Any other words?
The Yiddish word for it.
Machers.
Is there anything else in Sanhedrin, Masechet Sanhedrin, that's left out? Because there's so many functions of the Sanhedrin. Surely, I'm assuming.
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth, Josh. It's a pretty exhaustive list. It's actually the longest mission in Shas, if I remember. It starts on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and finishes halfway through Daf Beis Amud Beis. And it's a very long list. For example, you can't judge a Shevet as Ira Midachas without Sanhedrin Agdola. You cannot establish a Novi as a Novi Sheker without Sanhedrin Agdola. You cannot appoint a Melech without Sanhedrin Agdola. Many of the, what we call the governmental functions, have to require the approval, the decision of Sanhedrin Agdola. And not only that, if let's say an individual who's a great scholar would question the status and the decision of the Bez Nagadol, meaning he rebels against the Bez Nagadol, he's called what? A Zakei Mamre. And he too will be judged in the Bez Nagadol. Oh. So now that we see that the Rambam has Kiddush HaKodesh that continues even beyond the Golos of Sanhedrin, they're no longer in the Lishkas HaGozes, we're tempted to think that Kiddush HaKodesh fits into some sort of a different status, a different entity of Bez Nagadol. It's not the classical Bez Nagadol of Vikamta V'Aliso Amokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, which means the Lishkas HaGozes on the Har HaBayis. That is the prerequisite for Bez Nagadol to be Mekayim, to certify, to implement, to construct whatever it is that they have to construct. However, we saw already in the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Ches, that there is an entity of 71 elders, which is certainly the high court in the land, the Sanhedrin Agdola, and yet they're not sitting in the Lishkas HaGozes. And therefore we're tempted to think that we have to find, carve out another definition, another answer to the question, what is the function of Bez Nagodol? What is their responsibility above and beyond the constructive or certification and the process and all the legalities that are listed in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin? There's a whole other area that we want to carve out. So in order to begin to analyze what that area is, we start with the Rambam and Hilchus Mamrim. The Rambam hits us with I call it a curveball, you know, something from out of space. I mean, this was not anticipated. You know, I thought that Bez Nagodol was in charge of all the dinim that are listed in Sanhedrin. No, Bez Nagodol has a much greater authority. And the Rambam writes, which is on the bottom of your page one, Heim ikar Torah shebal peh, v'heim amudei Aro mehem choku mishpat yotzei l'chol Yisrael. They are going to be the final decisors, if there is such a word, on any question about the Torah itself. What does the Torah mean? What does the Torah demand? What are the halachas? You can have debates here and there, bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega. And finally, the ultimate decision that is going to determine Torah Shebal Peh is in the hands of the Bez Nagodol. And guess what? If we only had the Bez Nagodol today, wow, what problems that would solve. We have so many controversies going on today. Machloikis about this and machloikis about that, and you come with your minig and I come with my minig, and it's endless. And we're at each other's throats at loggerheads because we don't have the Bez Nagodol. The Bez Nagodol is the final authority. They determine the Torah. And now the question we want to ask is, since the Rambam has separated what I call the Bez Nagodol of Hilchos Sanhedrin, which the Rambam codifies, and the Bez Nagodol of Hilchos Mamrim, could it be, therefore, that when the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin requires that the Bez Nagodol sit in the Lishkas HaGozis, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim never even mentions that requirement? Perhaps the Rambam, when he talks about the highest court in Israel, the Bez Nagodol, in Hilchos Mamrim, who are Ikar Torah Shebal Peh Umihem Teitzei Horol Yisrael, that's not necessarily the Bez Nagodol that is sitting in the Lishkas HaGozis. It's a group of 71 elders, the greatest scholars in the nation, that continue to teach and determine Torah. Any question, any issue, any ambiguity, they, in them is invested the authority to determine the Torah. They have the final word. Do they have to be sitting in the Lishkas HaGozis? I'm not sure. Maybe not. And maybe I can even go further. There's another requirement that the Rambam has in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that a Ger Tzedek is not qualified to be a member of the Sanhedrin HaGodol. That's what we call a Psul HaGuf. It's a technical Psul. We have many, many halachas that are very technical. A woman is posel yedus, that's a psul aguf. Two brothers like Moshe and Aaron cannot testify together, that's called a psul aguf. They're a technical psulim that work within the legal halachic framework. One of them is that a ger tzedek cannot sit and be part of the Bez Nagodol. Oh, but I want to know the following. Perhaps when we say that a ger tzedek is excluded from the Bez Nagodol, that's only the Bez Nagodol that we saw in Sanhedrin to be Mekayimei Dovar. But the Bez Nagodol of the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, as I call it, Shein Ikar Torah Shebal Peh V'Misham Teitzei Horol Yisrael, that could even include a ger tzedek. Can a ger tzedek be part of a Bez Nagodol, part of the Bez Nagodol? The answer is not simple. Just like in general, the answer to any question in Torah is not simple. It's a complex answer. It's always going to be, it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about the Bez Nagodol of Hilchos Sanhedrin, or of the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, then the Ger Tzedek cannot sit and cast his vote and participate in the verdict, be with regard to a Navi Sheker, or a Melech, or a Milchama, etc., etc. But if you're asking me, can the Ger Tzedek be part of the Bez Nagodol to determine the Halacha of Torah Shebal Peh, I have a robust answer. Yes, he can. And as chutzpahdik as it sounds, it's the only decent answer to the famous kasha, the Tosfos Yontif, which you see on the top of page 2. The Tosfos Yontif doesn't understand. How does the Rambam speak about the great Beis Din that was presided over by Shmaya Vavtali? The Rambam himself tells you in the same breath that they were Geri Tzedek. In fact, the Mishnah in Avos, when it reviews the entire Shalshelas HaKabbalah, the Masoras HaTorah, mentions Shmaya Vavtali, two of the greatest scholars of all time, but they were Geri Tzedek. How could they have been on the highest Beis Din? The answer is, they were on the highest Beis Din of the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, of Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. They were not excluded, they were not inferior to the other 69 members of that court in determining the ultimate Torah Shebaal Peh, the Halacha, the Rabbi Yisrael. Could they have stood up and been part of the minion, the vote, to determine all that's listed in Hilchos Sanhedrin? That's a technical psul. But if you ask me, were they actively part? I would say they even presided over the Beis Din to determine Halacha b'Yisrael. Rabbosai, we see clearly that the authority vested in the Sanhedrin HaGedolah splits into two different elements, two different areas. One I call the more mechanical, technical, halachic, or legal element. That's what we call the Kayam Es HaDavar b'Yisrael. And here the authority is invested in Beis Din HaGadol. The second definition and function of Beis Din HaGadol is Iker Torah Shebaal Peh V'Hora b'Yisrael. Misham Teitzei Torah. Do the Beis Din HaGadol have to sit in the Lishkas HaGazis? The answer is it depends. If you're talking about the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, yes. The power that and the authority that's vested in the Beis Din HaGadol to be Mekayme Davar, that's contingent on Yeshiva, Belishkas HaGazis, Vekamta, Velisa. But if you ask me from the perspective of the Beis Din HaGadol determining the Halacha B'Yisrael Tar Shebaal Peh, the answer is no. There is no requirement of Lishkas HaGozis. Is Memela Rabosai, when I go back to square one that we started with, Perik Hei Milchus Kiddush HaKodesh Halacha Aleph, and the Rambam speaks about Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah as dependent upon Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael, I don't know. Does the Rambam mean Sanhedrin Shebe'eretz Yisrael as Mekayme Davar, functioning in the capacity of all those entities that are listed and enumerated at the beginning of Sanhedrin? Or is the Rambam perhaps referring to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph that sat somewhere in Eretz Yisrael? They were in Golis already, but nevertheless, they were the Sanhedrin of what I call Hilchos Mamrim to determine the Torah of Yisrael. Where does Kiddush HaKodesh fit in? Does Kiddush HaKodesh fit in to A or to B? If Kiddush HaKodesh fits into A, okay, then it's nothing, then it's no different than all the other capacities and functions, the authorities that are invested in Beis Din HaGadol, b'tnai that they are sitting in the Lishkas HaGozes. If that's where Kiddush HaKodesh is, then the Ramban has a very great kasha against the Rambam. How could there have been Kiddush HaKodesh way long after Golis from Lishkas HaGozes? But if I suppose that the Rambam, by speaking about Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, he's not addressing the Sanhedrin of those capacities and those authorities, l'kayimus adov, but rather Torah Shebaal Peh, v'ikar horah v'Yisrael, then enochinami. Perhaps there was indeed a Sanhedrin that existed in Eretz Yisrael of 71 elders. They were not in the Lishkas HaGozes, and they continued to function not in the capacity of Sanhedrin HaGadol, as mentioned at the beginning of Sanhedrin, but rather in the capacity of being the authority to determine the halacha in Eretz in Yisrael. Josh,
we have a premise in Torah that if something's mentioned twice, because there's no redundancy, if something's mentioned twice, then there must be some significance to that.
Some new chiddush.
Chiddush. So therefore, if it's mentioned, if there's two sources for it, right, and the second one happens to be Hilchos Mamrim, can't we just then blow the Ramban's kasha out the water immediately, because then we can know.
Right. But I'll tell you the truth. I think we need a little bit more research, Josh. I'll tell you why. And it's not a good idea to just blow the Ramban's kasha out of the water. You know, the Ramban was also no slouch. You know, the Reb Chaim Volozhin once asked his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, if he's as great as the Rambam. And he got very, you know, this Ulai Karamban, he said. You know, Ulai. Maybe I'm as great as the Ramban. That's not a bad thing to do. But Josh, let me try to expand on what you're saying. there does seem to be a source in the Torah for the second category or authority of the Bez Nagadol. It's not just the Rambam. You know, Rambam is good, but I'd like to trace it back to the Torah itself. And I think I'm jumping a little bit ahead of myself, so I may just give you the tip of the iceberg, and then Bli Nedar will come back to it. If you take a look on the bottom of page 2, there's a parsha in Balloscha where Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu, Esfa li shivim ish mizikne Yisra. Gather for me together 70 elders of Israel, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will preside over them. That's the Bezdin of Shivim the Echad. The Gemara quotes this pasuk as the source for the din of Shivim the Echad of the Chalosh Shem Bezna Gadol of 71. What I want to study with you, again, we're going to be jumping back to this later, is who were these 70 Zakenim? Why were they chosen? What was the criterion to determine which person could be worthy of sitting on this great court? Obviously, you needed Chochmah, you needed Zikna Yisrael, wisdom, Torah knowledge. That's for sure. The Rambam tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu taught his Torah a few times over. First, he taught it to Yoshua, then he repeated it to the Zkenim, and so forth and so on. These were the Zkenim. So that's for sure. But Rashi, based on Chazal, indicates that these 70 Zkenim had other qualities, or at least one other quality, besides Chachman Torah. But we'll come back to that in a minute. First, I want to ask the following question. Is it possible that we can sort of dig below the surface on a deeper level and try to reveal what the connection is between the following A and B? A is that second function or capacity that we discussed before of Bez Nagadol to determine the halach and the horah of Torah. And B, that Bez Nagadol was granted the authority to be Mekadesh Chadasha. Two things that seem to overlap, but at the surface of it, coincidentally, there doesn't seem to be, at the surface of it, a deeper connection, an interdependence between Bezdin's function in Hilchas Mamrim, if I can call it that as a code word for everyone sitting here, and Bezdin's function in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. Is there a connection between the two? So for this, I found something pretty amazing. I photocopied it for you on Monday. And this is on page Kuf Mem Ches, on the pages I gave you last time.
Can I ask you a written question?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just, I'm on a roll to try to get this all in. Yeah?
The written question is, if you think about the categories that you mentioned, right, for the Bezdin, then if you think about Kiddush HaChodesh, how would you understand what Kiddush HaChodesh is? If the Sanhedrin of Brishka of the Gardens is Mekhaim Yajava, it would sound to me like setting the calendar fits really good into Mekhaim Yajava, right? But yet it's not listed in that Mishnah.
Nor is it quoted in the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's quoted in the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh.
So
what we're going to want to do is somehow figure out if we can shift Kiddush HaChodesh away from that list of the authority of Bezdin into a different kind of authority. An authority which requires Bezdin, an authority where Bezdin become the Balabas, the Balabatim, but not because of their official status, but because of a different status. That's what we're working on.
I would like to link
that up with the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim about Torah Shebal Peh. So if you take a look here on page Kuf Mem Ches, which I think you have, I hope you have. Again, Rabos, I couldn't photocopy. If I'd have to photocopy all the different sources I have for the Shia today, it would be 100 pages at least. So I was able to get whatever I was able to get, and the rest you'll have to rely on me, and all the sources are here. You're always welcome to photocopy them and pay the yeshiva for the money, for the paper. I'm just kidding. Okay. No, it's just that I'm using up all the reams of paper here, big old sizes. You know? I'm the big photocopy man. And when the machine doesn't work, forget it, I'm ois mesh. I'm just not... He says over here the following. This is on the right side of your page. Dibra maskel vehine. Now, what this paragraph is all about is quite fascinating. What the Rambam does here in Hilchas Trumos is he says one thing in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Trumos, and then you fast forward to Perek Hey Mehilchas Trumos, and you get a totally different feeling for what the Rambam's sense of what the Rambam's trying to tell us. The question here is what's called Kibush Rabbah, which means literally that if the people of Israel will conquer lands, you know, we have our battalion of soldiers and we go out and we conquer lands, those lands become endowed with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. How so? Is it a Hefker Velt? Is there any, what's the legal halachic structure by which Kibush Rabim means that the people of Israel now have conquered, expanded the territories, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and sanctified, expanded the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. So again, we're going to read the Rambam Perek Aleph Milchus Trumas and get one impression. We're going to fast forward to Perek Hey Milchus Trumas and get an entirely different impression. Again, a steer in the Rambam, L'chor.
How's this connected again?
I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I don't know. In other words, let's see. You have to. You see, this is the kind of thing. It's like a drama. You know, you're at the beginning of a movie, and you have to sit at the edge of your chair until you get. You know, the movie seems disjointed. You know, different pieces of the puzzle, but they fit together. Hopefully, at the end, the Rambam says the following. You know how we can expand the bounds of Eretz Yisrael, says the Rambam. Because a melech be Yisrael, that's one alternative that the Rambam holds. Or number two, a Navi, a prophet in Israel, commanded us and led the battalions, you know, the king sent out the battalions to expand the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Now watch this. The Rambam tells us, with regard to the melech and the Navi, he adds a phrase, what I call an adjectival phrase, to describe or set up a condition. This melech is not a despot. He's not, what word am I looking for? He's not a tyrant. Nor is the Navi. But rather, says the Rambam, midas rov Yisrael. This is what I call the democracy of halacha. You know, halacha is not always very democratic. Meaning, there's a mitzvah mechias Amalek. If you got to shoot down the Amalek, you'll shoot him. You don't have to go in front of a military court for that. And, you know, the halacha is not so democratic because if a person doesn't want to fulfill his mitzvahs or give tzedakah, we'll beat him till he's blue in the face. And kol shekein, if he doesn't want to deliver get to his wife. So I wouldn't say that the halacha is very democratic in that sense, from a Western perspective. The halachic culture would look very different than the Western culture, okay? Anyway, that was just on the side. But be it as it may, here's the one case where the Rambam speaks the language of the people. Al pi das rov Yisrael. And that, says the Rambam, is called Kibush Rabim, and therefore it sanctifies the land. So basically, Rabosai, the power that's vested in the Melech or in the Navi, does it originate from the Melech or from the Navi? Absolutely not. The Rambam says, it's midas rov Yisrael. In American law, I took a few courses in graduate school in what's called constitutional law. I took three courses with a great, great, I don't know if he's related to Yechiel, he probably is in some way, Landinsky, Jacob Landinsky, Olav Shalom. He's a brother-in-law to Rabbi Moshe Meiselman.
The Salvation Son?
Well, his grandfather, Landinsky, was a Rosh Hashiva in Radin at the time of the Chofetz Chaim. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you the truth, if I would have been interested in law as a profession, I would have taken every single course the man gave. I used to daven mincha in his office. I mean, he had a beard till here. First time I saw him, I thought it was a mashulach who accidentally dribbled into the New School for Social Research, which is on Fifth Avenue in the Village. But it turned out to be Dr. Jacob Landinsky, who's a sky into a great lineage, a yichus of generations of Talmid Chachamim. He also was a great Talmid Chacham, been quoted many times in the Supreme Court, and he was the head of the political science department in the graduate school that I went to. But I never majored in law, so I took his courses as an elective. But he was a phenomenal lecturer. And of course, I can't remember why I mentioned him. I knew I wanted to tell you something about Jacob Landinsky, but... Yes. He used to talk about federalism. And that was one of his main topics in constitutional law. Basically, federalism in the United States government means that the states represent the people, and they invest their powers in the federal government. The federal government has no powers other than or disconnected from the people who are represented by the states. Again, I don't know. But anyway, that was the sort of federalism back in the day when I took constitutional law. Things may have changed. But what I gave you just now is not even the tip of the iceberg of his great lectures that he gave. Now let's fast forward to Perkei Milchus Trumos. And here the Rambam says, again, he's talking about the Kibush Rabim, and he says, Kol ha'rotzos shekovshan Yisrael melech b'melech al pi bezdin. Now, wait a second. You just told me that the condition of the melech is implementing the will of the people, of Das Rov Yisrael. Now you're telling me the melech is implementing the will of the bezdin, meaning the highest court in Israel. Hey, Rabbeinu Moshe, you know, we like you, but, you know, give it a break. You know, is it this or is it that? So the answer is always mathematical. And that means that Das Rov Yisrael equals Bez Din HaGadol. And that equation really holds on to the key of keys to unlock all the mysteries. We've been talking about Bez Din HaGadol of Yisrael as a mechanical functionary unit that has its status and it's recognized and it has authority. Now we're introducing a whole new element. That Bez Din HaGadol has in it not an original authority, but an authority that is invested in them insofar as they represent Das Rov Yisrael. That's an amazing concept. And if you take a look in the paragraph on your left, Ubir Hadavar, he wants to suggest the following. Why is it? It's almost a philosophical question. You know, Rav Soloveitchik didn't like philosophy, not in his in his halakhic discussions. I think I told you, Chiel, that there was a guy in the shir, and somehow the Rav, I was in the shir for 5 years, the Rav had this guy pegged as a philosopher. He was the nicest, sweetest guy you ever saw. But every time he raised his hand, the Rav would say, no philosophy. But here the Rav waxes a little bit philosophical. Why is it, Frech the Rav, that Bez Din HaGadol represents the Das of Rov Yisrael? What, do we take a vote? You know, did we have some sort of democratic, you know, census here? You know, come and cast your ballot? So the Rav wants to suggest, and as we go through this, I want you to think which Bez Din HaGadol, so to speak, is the Rav talking about? Is it the Bez Din HaGadol of Hilchos Sanhedrin? Or is it the Bez Din HaGadol of Hilchos Mamrim that's in charge of determining the halacha and the Misham Teitzei Torah Yisrael? Says the Rav, Shnei Dinim Nemru Pe Bez Din HaGadol. A classical Briska Tzvei Din. Aleph, Bez Din HaGadol Hu HaMachriya B'chol Hilchos HaTorah. Okay, they are the final authority in all the halacha. They will declare and determine what is the will of God. And Rabosai goes very far. Because even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would disagree with the Bez Din HaGadol, the final authority is vested in the Bez Din HaGadol. Again, that's a whole shir unto itself, Lo B'Shamayim. The sugya of Tadar Shalat Noi in Bav Metzia. Oh. Then Beis, which is towards the bottom of your paragraph, Kol Makom Shetzorich Le quote Das Rov Yisrael, whenever the halacha requires the das of the majority of Israel. Notice majority, you can never get a unanimous opinion. You know, you get two Jews in a room, forget it. Is Beis Din HaGadol Koveya? Why? It's a philosophical question. Why should Beis Din determine Rov Yisrael? What, do we take a vote? Do we have a ballot box? What is it like voting for the Knesset? He says, Kevon Shehem HaMachria Bechol Bokom Behilchas HaTorah. Who could represent Klal Yisrael? We're not going to ask every Yankel Beryl, every Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, well, what's your opinion? You know, today here, you know, you talk about issues here in in the Orthodox world. You know, this Orthodoxy, that Orthodoxy. Every day they have a new name for Orthodoxy. You know what I mean? A new movement.
Open.
What do you say?
Open,
modern.
Central,
left wing, right wing. You know, there's no Beis Nagodol be Yerushalayim. That's our problem. Beis Nagodol be Israel. If we had one, maybe we wouldn't have all these terminologies and all these categories. Is therefore, if the Torah invested in the Beis Nagodol the ability through their chachma to determine the Torah, when we say drachim adarchinom, the drachim of the Torah, who determines the drachim of the Torah? Who is it? Who has the power to interpret the Torah? You can interpret the Torah. You can determine the Torah. I can interpret the Torah. It's all great. Everyone can come up with his own chiddush, but there's got to be a final authority, and that's vested in Beis Nagodol. Well, if they are going to determine the Torah, is their maisa is chashiv kemaisa Yisrael? It's almost like they represent the Torah, and therefore they represent Klal Yisrael. What is Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is the same Chalkeinu B'Torah Secha. We are the Am Segula, we're the Goy Kadosh. We are the people of the book. But who determines the book? That's invested in the power of Beis Nagodol. But which Beis Nagodol, Rabbo? So remember, we spoke about two categories and two identities of Beis Nagodol. Is it the Beis Nagodol that is sitting in Yerushalayim that have a, what I call a mechanical Chalushem? They are legally, authorized to determine X, Y, and Z? Or no, it's the Beis Nagodol of Hilchas Mamrim that determined the Torah itself. And it's fascinating to me that at least Rav Soloveitchik, you know, you can always argue, but his perspective is that these two ideas really are one and the same. There's, in a sense, a foundation, and then there's a building that's erected on the foundation. The foundation is that Mehem Yotzeis Hora Yisrael, and as a result, says the Rav, why do we assume that they represent the Das Rov Yisrael? Because if they represent the interpretation of the Torah, that's what Klal Yisrael are about. And I'm tempted to think, this is just a footnote of my own, and I don't know if the Rav would slap me for this, that if all the Jews would get together and rebel against the Beis Nagodol and say, you know what? We don't like your decision. I don't think it would matter. The Rav is saying that Al Pidin they represent Rov Yisrael. We don't have to take a vote. I don't know. It's hard for me to say. What is the source in the Torah for this concept of a Beis Din of 71 elders who can represent Klal Yisrael? And I know you're answering Kiddush HaKodesh, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. The answer is the Parshin Baloscha, which says, Esfali Shivim Ish. This is the 71 Beis Din Sanhedrin that's in charge of and authorized to interpret the Torah. And why were these 70 elders chosen? Says Rashi in the bottom of your page 1. I'm sorry, in the bottom of your page 2. Asher yodato kihem zikne ha'am, that's chachma, v'shotrov. That's supposed to be v'shotrov. What's it doing in the pasuk? Could you imagine if I went around the streets here and every time I saw a policeman I would ask him to please join the Beis Nagodol? What's v'shotrov? says Rashi, Osam Shatam Makir Shenismanu Aleim Shotrim Vimisrayim Bavodas Porach Vayumarachmim Aleim Umukim Al Yodam. You remember these were the Shotrim who took the blows of the Mitzrim so that the Klal Yisrael wouldn't have to suffer that anguish. They are the Shotre Bnei Yisrael. They know how to be Mitztayer B'tzarasam Shal Yisrael. They deserve, not just by virtue of that Chokmah, but by virtue of that compassion and love for Klal Yisrael, to serve on the Bez Nagodol. It means those who care and worry about the people of Israel, those who are willing to be Moser Nefesh, and this is our introduction to Shabbos HaGadol and to Yetzias Mitzrayim, they are the ones who can represent Klal Yisrael. They can be Koveh the Das HaTzibur. And therefore, it makes absolutely sense, it makes sense that they can represent Klal Yisrael whenever Klal Yisrael needs representation. And now we come back to our topic, where do Klal Yisrael need representation? Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? Because the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that it's not enough for the Rosh Bezdin to get up and say Mekudosh. The Am Onim Achrov Mekudosh Mekudosh. The Gemara derives this from Psukim, that the people of Israel have to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. And why is that so? Because, exactly, because it's not the Bez Nagodol here. The original source of power and authority is not vested in the Bez Nagodol. It's Bez Nagodol as the representatives of Das Rov Yisrael. To the same extent that you need Das Rov Yisrael to go out to battle against, in order to expand the territories, we need Das Rov Yisrael and Askamasam to be Koveh the Chodesh and to be Ma'ar Shanim. And here I want to share with you a Tosefta. This, I don't know if you have Kufpei Mem Tes. If you don't, you'll listen to the Tosefta. The Tosefta, oh, you may find it on these pages here. Give this out. This is from a different sefer. Again, I'm putting together all sorts of different things. So again, in the Igros HaGrid, right, which I gave out today, he writes, Masha Nokat HaRamam Sanhedrin, what the Raman Perek HaMilchus Kiddush HaChodesh mentioned Sanhedrin. That's in the paragraph that says V'im Kain, if you want to underline that. He says, Hainu Kolz Man Shein B'mekomam Bichalos Sanhedrin Agdola. He says, even after they went into Golus, they still had a Chaloshem Sanhedrin Agdola. And that's a Bezin Shalayin Aleph. Again, they're not sitting in the Lishka Sagazis. They don't have the technical, mechanical status of Bezin Agdola as far as the authority for all that's listed in the beginning of Masech, the Sanhedrin, but nevertheless, there is a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. And that Sanhedrin is a court made up of 71 elders, even after Golus from Yerushalayim, and Adayin Shem Sanhedrin Aleim. But here, in this handout that I gave you, I want to show you something beautiful. What's the first page in the handout, if you could just mention it to me, so that we're on the same page?
Nunches.
There wasn't something before that? Okay. Okay. Okay, now look together. Nun Ches. You see a paragraph that starts with Lufi Amavur? He says that the halach of Bez Nagodol in Kiddush HaChodesh, V'Ibra Shana, was formulated as, at first stage, meaning this is really the fundamental stage, as Das Rov Yisrael. And it depends upon the Haskama of Klal Yisrael, which is now represented by Bez Nagodol. And why? Because Hu Amud Hora V'Ikar Tor Shval Peh. I'm reading a little fast, so you'll slow me down. He says, this halacha does not depend on the Chal Shem Sanhedrin Agdola that requires Lishkas Hagazus. And even after they were batel from the Lishkas Hagazus, nevertheless, as far as Dine Hora is concerned, they still maintain the status of Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, and therefore they could be Machriah on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. And therefore as long as we have Chachmi Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and they can form a Bez Din HaGadol, no matter where it is, it doesn't have to be in the Lishkas HaGazis, B'yodam L'taken V'ligzar U'lahanig Minhagim U'syagim. This is all part of the power of the Bez Din HaGadol to determine the Torah. They institute Takanos and Gzeros and Minhagos. And now moving on to page Nuntes. The Iser of Lo Sasur applies now to this Sanhedrin HaGadola. And he says, "Af, line 4, Af, li'achar she'gola v'ezdim mimokom ha'migdash, nevertheless, harei mikomokom harei misura, misores ha'torish v'alpeh, misura hois ha'dayin l'chachme Yisrael she'be'eretz Yisrael." And therefore the next paragraph he says, "Bazech ha'luka kviyas ha'mo'adim," meaning Rosh Chodesh, "mishar dinim atlim v'ezna ha'godol, the kulam, all other dinim that depend upon Bez Din HaGadol, butlu, they were completely nulled and voided right after they went into galus, and they were no longer sitting in the lishkas hagos mashe enken kviyas amoadim al yidei re'ia hoysa kayem is gamli achar bitul asanhedrin." And why is that so? Because in the next paragraph, ubira dover masha enken kiddush hachodesh al pi ha'ri'iya hayamosul lechachmi ha'misora afli achar shebatul Bez Din HaGadol. Why? Because it's not an original authority that's invested in Bez Din HaGadol. It's an authority that's invested in Kol Yisrael, and Bez Din HaGadol are only the bai koach. They are the agents or the representatives of the people, and therefore he writes that as long as such a Bez Din HaGadol exists and they can represent the people, yesh bechal kviyosam kviyas kol ha'uma v'askamosam, when they, this Sanhedrin HaGadola, determine that we want to be koveh the Chodesh, they are doing it on behalf of the entire nation, so there's an approval of the entire nation, v'chalo zu, and that halachic energy, that halachic power, ein tluya b'Bez Din HaGadol, in its chalosh shem, which means the technical requirement of being in the lishkas hagazis, el chachmei Yisrael. And now I want you to fast forward. What is the next page here?
Samach samach aleph.
Samach samach aleph. Okay. Did I photocopy the wrong page for you? That's what I'm worried about. Let's see if we have it or not. Excuse me. Just give me a minute to get myself oriented here. So you don't have Nun Vav. So I'll just read you a few lines from Nun Vav and then we'll get back to what you have. He says, "Kol adinim ha-mesurim le-Bez Din HaGadol ha-menuyim b'mishnah b'reish Sanhedrin u-b'rambam b'perkei milcha Sanhedrin nimsuru l'chatchilo le-Sanhedrin ha-Gadola." That's an original authority invested in Sanhedrin ha-Gadola. V'ein lehem shum zika le-das Yisrael. Here, Bez Din HaGadol functions independent of Das Kol Yisrael. But he says that samchus, that authority of Bez Din HaGadol, as listed in the Rambam Perkei Milcha Sanhedrin, that depends on Vakamta Lisa Malamich Amokum Goreim, on Sanhedrin sitting in the Lishkas HaGazis. Baram, however, he says, Kiddush HaChodesh Shenimsal Sanhedrin Halacha b'fnei atzva, it's a separate halacha. V'ena tluya b'parshas v'kamta v'alisa Ela tluya b'parsha acheres Shal esfo lishivim ish asher yadata keim zikne on v'shotrav, meaning that's Bez Din as implementing a maisa b'shem kol Yisrael. And that's what they do in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh. That doesn't require Lishkas HaGazis, as we said before. Just 1 second, I'm so sorry, I apologize. I just want to get myself, because I'm lost here. I'm looking for something that I thought was very important. I found it for the first time today, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to find it unless I absolutely focus. I apologize. Just 1 second. Samach, you have?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll see what we can get from Samach, and I'm hoping I'll find what I'm looking for. He says the following. Chachmei HaMesorah on line 4, Hema Ikai Torah Shebal Peh, Amudei Ha'orah. We are all commanded to listen, to oblige the decisions of the Beis Nagadol. They are the Chachmei Mesorah, and all of Torah Shebaal Peh depends upon them. He says the following, Umimela, you may see I underlined it, Beis Din Shal Chachmei HaKabbalah Vagemara, the Beis Din that belongs to the tradition, the Mesorah HaTorah, and this is throughout the history of the Gemara of Shas, there's always a Beis Din that's in charge of the Mesorah HaTorah, Havi Beis Din Shal Kol Yisrael, and they have the same status as the Beis Din HaGadol Al Pi Gzeiros HaKosher Sheheim Ziknei Ha'am V'Shotrov. In other words, throughout the history of Mishagolu Sanhedrin Mekoma, 40 years before the Churban and all the way to the end of Chasimus HaTalmud, through all the periods of the Mishnah and the Gemara, there were Chachmei Yisrael that created a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph V'Himshichu Es HaMesores, and they continued that Mesorah. And they could give permission to the Chachmei HaMesorah in Chutzlatz, meaning in Bavel at that time, to continue the Mesorah of Eretz Yisrael. And when did this end? That whole thing terminated Mishacharva Eretz Yisrael. At that point, HaMesorah's Netka Kul Bavel, the Uz Batla Re'iyah. There was no longer Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. No, it's Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah could continue through the period of Chachmei HaGemara. Why? Because there was still in existence a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph Be'eretz Yisrael. Now, any Beis Din that would be Koveh the Chodesh would have to do it through the arm and through the permission of that Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, who represented all of Klal Yisrael. So this is fascinating because it's not just Kiddush HaChodesh, that was the Kiddush for me, that continued as long as and up until the end of the Talmud, the Chachmei Talmud and Abai Verova, but it's more than that. It's also Takanos and Gzeros and Minhagos. All that was continuing way beyond the Vakamta Valisa, the period of time in which Sanhedrin was sitting in the Lishkas HaGozis. Alan?
I just have one thing. The Rav mentioned something that unfortunately destroyed the theory that I had, but it seemed, but I can understand what you said, but it seems to me, if you look at the two Rambams,
does anybody know how to open this window? I can't do it. I don't know. I tried many times. You need a... you have to turn something or push something. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's Ber K.
Yeah.
Halacha Aleph and Halacha Gimel. So the difference in Halacha Gimel, what he says, when the Emesai Yisqilu Chod Yisrael Chashev Cheshbon Zeh and so forth, he switches the terminology. The Rambam switches from Kiddush HaChodesh to Kviyus HaChodesh, and I'm thinking that until the Rav said something, mentions Kiddush again, that he wanted to make a difference between the two Ayin Aleph in the Lish HaGozis was able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, but the Ayin Aleph without the Lish HaGozis was Koveya the Chodesh. And now, practically speaking, maybe it didn't make a lot of difference, but in terms of
you know what, Alan? I tell you, it sounds like a brilliant diuk. Give me some time to assimilate, to digest it,
okay,
and see if I could integrate it into this whole discussion.
Okay. The two dinyan of Sanhedrin.
Oh, you got it open? Yeah. Go ahead.
This is the part that opens, not this.
Right, and I don't know. I got to learn how to do it. If you turn that, okay, good. Excellent. Thank you. I need a little air. I don't know if anybody feels the same way. And it's going to get hotter and hotter here.
My work, I understand.
The two dinim in Sanhedrin, the first din of the Vakamta V'Alisa,
right,
is not a din of being representative of, but it's the same Beis Din, no?
Well, yes and no. Meaning, Vakamta V'Alisa is a condition in the first Beis Din.
71 guys.
They're just not the same place.
Not necessarily. I don't know if it has to be the same 71.
Let's say the 40 years before the Churban.
Right.
They didn't vote in another group of people. They just continued in a different...
I don't know the history, right, honestly. But I would think Al-Pi Din, it doesn't have to necessarily be the same 70.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't mean that. I mean, it doesn't...
They're working under a different... concept. It's the same people.
Yeah.
But when they're in Yerushalayim, in the Lishkas HaGozis, they are a different entity.
Correct. With a lot of powers.
A different chalos with different powers.
Powers, right.
They read the same seats. Right. They put on a different hat to be Talmid Torah.
And as Amudi Al Rabbi Yisrael, they don't have to be in the Lishkas HaGozis.
But we know that for sure. There's a mission that says that beferish in Rosh Hashanah. There were five people, five members of Sanhedrin walking. The two of them saw the Chodesh, and the other three said they were Mekadesh right then and there. Mm. They didn't sit in the Lishkas HaGozis.
Okay.
Isn't there such a mission?
That sounds good. All right, Rabosa, let me not keep you forever. I would just want to add two major points to what we've been saying until now. Let me just give me a minute. Yeah. We began our discussion on Monday with the sugya in Brachos. On Daf Lamed Amid Beis. And the question was, why is it that if a person omits Yalav V'Yavo on Leil and Arvis of Rosh Chodesh, Eino Chozer? So in order to answer that question, we want to ask the following question. The Torah says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah of Taryag. Parshas Bo will read it to Shabbos. And the Rambam enumerates it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. We are commanded to be Makadish the Chodesh. Does that mitzvah apply today? We're already past the period of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. We're in the period of Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. How do we understand Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon? Yesh Lachkar. Does Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon mean that the calendar was set till Hasheni and so forth and so on, and now every Chodesh is automatically Mekudosh, it's Me'elov, and there's no Maisa Kiddush, and basically the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is gone? Or do we say no? We don't want to relegate the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to a backseat position. There is a Maisa Kvius even today. The Rambam writes, and the question is how to read this Rambam, in Perikei Milchus Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Yud Gimel. I don't think it's on the page. Maybe it is. The Rambam writes that Zesha Anu Mechashvin Vizman Azeh, when we make the Cheshvin today to figure out when Rosh Chodesh is, V'omri Rosh Chodesh Yom Ploni, Yontem B'Yom Ploni, Lo B'Cheshvin Shalonu Anu Kovim, V'lo Olav Anu Somchim. It's not our cheshbon, you know, it's written up in the calendars. You know, just buy yourself a calendar for a couple of sheks and you have it. No, he says. She'ein ma'abrim shanim, v'ein kovim chadoshim b'chutz la'aretz. So the Rambam is in Spain, or in Cairo, wherever he is. He's looking at the published, you know, they didn't have publishing then, but he's looking at the calendar, and he's saying, no. That's not the cheshbon that we can rely on to establish the Chodesh. Ela al cheshbon shel bnei Eretz Yisrael ukviyasam. This is an unbelievable concept. And the Rav wants to learn from this Rambam that it's not, according to the Rambam, it's not that Kiddush al pi cheshbon is automatic. It just happens to me, Mela. But rather, there is an act of kiddush even after Re'iyah is ended. Right, the Rambam, if you recall, learns kiddush al pi cheshbon. That was Perikei Halacha Beis Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. Right, so there's no Sanhedrin, so we have a kiddush al pi cheshbon, and the Rambam is telling you that there is a kvius. Again, I'm not going to use the word kiddush, but there's a kvius even bisman hazeh hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim. The mitzvah is not gone.
No. The kvius was back then in Hillel HaSheni. He was koveya for all time.
So that the Rambam is not willing to say that. That's the Ramban's approach, but he wants to say in the Rambam that it's that Hillel only set the calendar, but every month, for all of posterity, Advias Goel, We need a mitzvah. We have to fulfill the mitzvah to be kovei lechodesh. The calendar is just the backdrop of it, but we are actually being kovei lechodesh. Just give me 1 second. And therefore, he says the following. I'm just going to read to you this language here in this sefer Shirei HaRav. He writes, "Ikar smichus kiddush hachodesh v'malalim tluya b'Yisrael." Correct. The Beis Nagadol is only representative of Rov Yisrael. Achshav. She'ein lanu bezdin l'kvoa is klal Yisrael heim shekovim. How? Adayin tzof bia ma'tochen ma'isa kiddush zeh. So l'maisa, what do we do in order to be mekadish l'chodesh and fulfill this mitzvah? He says the following, this is a revolution. Niyug Yisrael, the way we observe the day, shmiras ha'moadim, hu ha'mekadish. We are actually sanctifying the new moon. And again, this is all totally on the cheshbon v'niyug shenogim b'eretz Yisrael. Maybe today we have permission because, you know, I don't mean today, let's just say, but over the course of Jewish history. He says, kiddush al yidei niyug u'shmiras Yisrael es ha'moadim hu maisa kiddush. And therefore there's a chalos din of mitzion teitzei Torah, and it's the cheshbon that they made in Eretz Yisrael, and so forth and so on. And then he writes, Harbi Pum Herharti, he says, many times I wondered about the Minig Sheba Shabbos Kodem HaChodesh, what we did last Shabbos, Mevarchim HaChodesh, Ma Yisodo Shal Minig Zeh. You know, the Rav was always into Minogim. What's the Minig of being Machriz Rosh Chodesh? He says, Umi Shum Shal Yidei Kach Kovin HaSachodesh, Mefarsim HaSamoed, V'areyu Chelik Miniyug Yisrael HaMakadish HaSachodesh. And that's what we mean, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh, even today. It's not an ancient thing from the time. The Cheshbon is going to gather together all Klal Yisrael, so to speak, on one page. And now Klal Yisrael through their Niyug, in other words, what the Rav is saying is something mind-boggling, that if, let's say, you have the Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon of Hil HaSheni, and today Klal Yisrael will make it, we don't like it.
Next day.
Yeah, let's push it off for a day. Then the Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon would not be sufficient. We would need Klal Yisrael to be knowing. He goes and he says that Hallel, which is also a minig on Rosh Chodesh, you remember the Sugyan Tainis, that too is another way in which we are being mefarsim, that we accept this day as Rosh Chodesh. The Ravid writes that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, which is a minig, requires a bracha. Frek the Ravid asks, Ein mevarchan al minig, our Rav, we don't make it. So he answers, Kedei lefarsim Oshu Rosh Chodesh. Why not take a flag and write on it, today is Rosh Chodesh, what we need, Hallel? The answer is, what we're doing is, we are actually sanctifying the day as Rosh Chodesh through our new. He says, Ulefi zeh, yesh levayer, maybe we can explain, ma wadin betov lo hizkir yal v'yovo, the Rosh Chodesh. Why is it that if you leave out yal v'yovo, it depends? Oh, so he says the following. Again, now I have to photocopy a different book for you. Okay, this is the Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mori. He writes here, why in general do we mention Shabbos V'Yontif in davening? Why do we mention Chanukah, Purim, Tisha B'Av, Atainis, Rosh Chodesh, etc., etc.? He says, Shtei Halachos Nemru. One is Halach of Haskaras Kedusha Sayom. In other words, the Kedusha Sayom reflects itself in Tefillah. We've discussed this on many occasions. Number two, there's halacha that even if there's no kedush sayom, there's haskaras me'ein ha'ma'ora. Right? Kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein berchosav. And he says that there's a fundamental difference between these two halachas. If it's halacha of haskaras kedush sayom, then it's ma'akev. And if you leave out the haskaras kedush sayom, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But if it's only halacha me'ein ha'ma'ora, like on Chanukah and Purim, etc., then if you left it out, okay, ein ochozer. Kedushas Hayom Shehush Mitomin Atfilah Chozrin Olav Ein Amaorish and Nishkach Ein Chozrin Olav Vehine. And he says, what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedushas Hayom. So why is it that on Rosh Chodesh Shachris, if I leave out Yal V'Yavo, I have to repeat Shmon Esrei? It should be no different than all the other Ein Amaorish of Chanukah and Purim and Tisha B'Av and the Tainis. Sokta Dov. that the halacha of Yalav v'Yovan Rosh Chodesh is a different halacha. It's not the halacha of A, Kiddush Sayom. It's not the halacha of B, Meina Ma'ora. It's halacha of being Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. We are fulfilling through Yalav v'Yovo the mitzvah of HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. And therefore, if our Kiddush HaKodesh is through Yalav v'Yovo, amongst many other phenomena and many other expressions, then we have to repeat Shmona Esrei if we leave it out. Dechayav lahazkir Yalav v'Yovo b'tfil b'Rosh Chodesh mishum shnei tamim. I'm going back to this again. Keep going. Dechayav lahazkir Rosh Chodesh mishum din. But that would not be likuva. That would not force him to repeat Shmona Esrei, because it's like Purim and Al Nisim on Purim. But he says, "Beis milvad din haskaras meina ma'or yesh din nosaf bechiv haskaras rosh chodesh v'yisod adinu shal yedei niug Yisrael al pi acheshbin." Again, it has to be al pi acheshbin. It can't be just a hefkevel. Miskadesh achodesh v'haskaras rosh chodesh b'tfila hu gufa chelik mi niug hamakadesh as achodesh al dei Yisrael. We are each one of us required to participate in this great endeavor, this glorious project of being Mekadesh LeChodesh. Because what is Kiddush HaChodesh? It's not Bez Nagadol. It's Klal Yisrael of Mekadesh LeChodesh. As long as we had Bez Nagadol, they would be Koveh the Das close. But now we don't have Bez Nagadol. It goes back to the people. And we have to do it. Oh, Lefi Zeh, Im Hishmit Yalav Yov B'Arvis, is Eino Chozer. Why? Because if it's during the day, it could be part of the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. But since Eim HaKadshim is HaChodesh B'Laila, therefore, the Azkara of Yalav Yov at night fits only one category, and that is Kol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Brachosa. But Rosh Chodesh has no Kiddush Hayom, and therefore Eino Chozer. But Mashenkin during the day, then we have an additional dimension that is a replacement of Kiddush HaChodesh, and a Kiyum of Kiddush HaChodesh.
Oh, that's interesting. What about
it goes on and on, but that's enough for us.
No, what would you say
this took me about 10 hours to prepare. You know.
What does it take when he has 2 days Rosh Chodesh? What about Leil Sheni?
Again, if it's b'toras mein ha'ma'ora, so l'chatchil, you have to be mekayim that mitzvah, but it's not likuv, and therefore ain't no chozer. But if on the other hand, it's halacha of, we now represent Klal Yisrael to be shomer v'noeg Rosh Chodesh, because that's how we sanctify the day as Rosh Chodesh, is ein mekadesh
es ha'chodesh b'alayla. Yeah, I understand, but there's no kabbalah zedus on the Leil Sheni anyway.
You would not have to repeat Shmona Esrei.
So why not? Because
again, there's no Kiddush HaKodesh. No, Bezdin doesn't convene at night. Bezdin is closed for business at night.
Yeah, but they were already Mekadosh on Yom Rishon. So,
oh, okay.
So Leil Sheni is already Mekudish.
Oh, I think what you're asking is a different question, Alan. On Yom Sheni, maybe you should be closer. No, if Yom Sheni is already automatically Mekudosh, then I don't need my Yalav Yom to Mekadesh Yom Sheni. That would be a good
question.
And the Rav spends a lot of time on that question.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. What you're going to say about that. It would also apply, though, to Leil Yom.
But I just want to tell the Olam, Rabosai, if you accept this Chiddush, then next time you recite Yalav Yom on Rosh Chodesh, in addition to Hilchas Tefillah, to mitzvah tefillah, you should have in mind an entirely different mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, especially the old mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. But amen for our during the day. But at night, that's not
it.
So what do you do the second day?
But it's not a Maisa Kiddush.
But he's going to say
no, it's the Maisa Kiddush is tomorrow, not tonight. It's Mekudosh L'Mafreya, but it's not a Maisa Kiddush.
I don't see what it is.
In other words, he's looking for a Kumbaseh to represent Klal Yisrael with a Maisa that now actively on Mekadosh L'Chodesh. That could only happen during the day. You're right as far. Oh, you're talking about the Chayodom. Oh. So I'm both saying, again, the Shir is officially over, but Yechiel reminds me of the Chayodom.
No.
The Chayodim says in the name of Babylon that if you left out HaMelech HaKadosh on the night of Rosh Hashanah, then Ein Machzir no so, because Ein Mekadshin is HaKadosh B'Laila. So the Rav said in the name of his father, it's not true. It's not correct. Why? Because the halacha of HaMelech HaKadosh is engendered by the Kiddush Sayom of Rosh Hashanah. It may be that we'll have to wait till tomorrow, till Bezdin's Makadosh L'Chodesh, to know that tonight is the Leil Rosh Hashanah. But the Kiddushas Rosh Hashanah is no different at night and during the day. So to the extent in which the Kiddush Sayom requires the Azkar of Melech HaKadosh, if you leave it out, you have to be Chozer. The Halacha of Yalav Yom is a different Halacha. There's no Kiddush Sayom. Even though tomorrow we'll find out that tonight is Makudosh, but that doesn't matter. I have to do a Maisa Kiddush, and that's Yalav Yom, by day and not by night.
Yalav Yom is a Kiddush,
right,
or
I
mean,
no, I'm saying that Yalav Yom by day takes on two dimensions. It has two Kiyumim to it. It's Me'ena Ma'ora, it's an Azkara, no different than any other Azkara, but that wouldn't generate a din of Chazor. But it also comes in a different category. It's a Maisa Kiddush. And as Maisa Kiddush, I have to repeat Shmon Esra in order to achieve that cue.
You turn your brain off.
But Samed Ramur by day and not by
day.
But on the other hand, the Pesach of Rav Avola about Melech HaKadosh, that doesn't make sense because that depends on the Kiddush Sayyom. And that's what Rav Moshe pointed out. There's no difference in the Kiddush Sayyom Rosh Hashanah between the night and the day. That's why it's a different halacha. You have to be a Maisa Kiyum. So here night is different because they have always a Maisa
Kiyum.
Yeah.
Why is it
the recitation of Yalav Yom. Now with this, the Rav wants to explain the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that Halil on Rosh Chodesh is only Betzivah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the Rambam. I'll show it to you.
The difference, there's
so the question is,
there's never
what's going on over here? If Rosh Chodesh has a bina,
time without a bracha.
Right, if there's a minhag of
Tzivah,
only Tzivah, right? So the Rosh Svaradim today, some kilos that follow the Rambam,
the reason you would have to read Mishnah,
and the Rav asks the following question: he says, if there is such a minhag to recite Halal Rosh Chodesh, then it should follow the Iker Din of Halal, like called the Tikkun Gate, and the Iker Din of Halal is no different between the Yochid and the Tzivah. So he wants to suggest that the Rambam holds that when the Tzibur recites Halal on Rosh Chodesh, they are being Mekadesh HaKodesh.
We just spent.
That's the mitzvah of HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem in our time. The Mela, that's only Tzibur. The Rambam holds that who has the power and the authority of Mekadesh HaKodesh? It's got to be the
Tzibur.
Let me just show you where this is, if I can find it. It's a very long... Peace.
You're making up your own rules here. All you're doing is a little havana of what he said. It's cool. Once you understand what he said, then you can derive what's going on.
Okay.
So you want to hear what he says.
By the way, this all fits in.
Once you hear about Yom, then you'll be able to
the Rav's assumption.
But you can't say
that he got from his father the name of Chaim that Chol HaMoed has Kedushas Hayom. Because the thing is, if you leave that Yalav Yom on Chol HaMoed, and that is not whether it's Ma'ariv or Zeh, you have to repeat Shmon Esra. The only answer for that is that it's not just Azkar Me'ein HaMaor, but it's also Kedushas Hayom. But Chol HaMoed doesn't have Kedushas Hayom. Chaim held that Chol HaMoed has Kedushas Hayom. That's where Rav Moshe asked his father, why don't you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, like Ramah? So he said, because I believe that Chol HaMoed has the identical Kedushas Hayom as Yachid.
There may be a reason why you don't do it, but it's not going to be that reason.
So again, I'm looking for this Rambam. It should be here on this page. Here it is.
I cannot. Should be like,
I don't hear what your problem is.
Okay.
The bottom line is you don't repeat.
It's Perek Gimel Milchus Megillah. Avol v'rashei chadashim kriyas ha'al mina v'yeno mitzvah u'minig ze b'tzibur.
Ever.
Why should the minig only be b'tzibur? It should be an extension. Of the general halacha of Halel, which is a chovis yachid, why dafka b'tzibur? Tzarech lahavin shitas haravna v'amiris hal v'rosh chodesh hunago rak b'tzibur madua shonik kriyas hal v'rosh chodesh miyom shvem hutkina piyomim eila kol chayovim v'kos hal yachid v'tzibur. Was that this that the minig of Rosh Chodesh should be different?
So therefore,
yeah, mitzvah Shem 7:30.
Therefore,
I mean, whatever you count.
There's no reason to repeat.
Sheyikru b'chol ofanim be'bi yachid v'bi tzibur
at all.
So he says that this only makes sense. This is 10 pages later. after he
there's no reason to repeat Yalav Yalva
after he drops the bomb over
here, because there's no Kiddush Yom. But why we do repeat during the day?
Kiddush, because of that Kiddush HaChodesh applies even today through Cheshvan,
having to have a Maisa Kiddush HaChodesh,
right?
They get that the first day, there's 2 days. Now what are you going
to
do the second day?
You have to go through this.
That's why we say, what's the Yalav Yalva is Mekadosh, why do you
know that?
I don't know. I think the Rav, he doesn't address that question head on, but I think he's saying that it's an amalgamation of all these different things. There's Hakraza, you know, there's the Sefer Torah, there's the Niyug of Halel, the Niyug. He even throws in, or maybe he doesn't mention it, the Niyug of Noshim, you know, that they don't do Malach and Kolomoe. Talks about Halel and Kolomoe. I mean, it's all one like picture. You know, we try to get the forces together, you know, gather the truth. And
why don't we repeat it the first night?
Why don't we repeat it the first night of Rosh Chodesh?
The first night of Rosh Chodesh.
Anyway,
every time, not only by
the night of Rosh Chodesh,
what about every Yom Tov when we're saying out
the second night? Okay.
What on Yom
Tov? Yeah. If we say,
so that's a good question. I think the Rav is of the opinion,
for whatever reason,
that the Maisa Kiddush is done on Rosh Chodesh for the Moedim as well. Meaning, there's no need to be Makadish the Moedim once we Makadish the Rosh Chodesh.
There is a Maisa Kiddush.
We have something. We make Kiddush. So what's the Kiddush we make like Aliyah?
Kiddush itself, I think, is a Chovas Shevach Modoy.
If you say,
it's not an active Kiddush.
On the
I don't know. That's a different piece here.
Right. That's nothing to do with today.
But
any way you look at it,
if you were Makadosh, you might
still have another question.
I think so. I think so.
When you say Yalav Yalva on Shacharis,
so that's an article here in this volume, I think.
All right.
Kiddush Kimakadish Hashem.
A lot of special din.
There's another.
We don't understand
things. We don't understand for the but
I tell you, these books are just unbelievable.
Okay, I'll tell you what it's saying.